Okay, it's gonna be an early morning audio. Am I an audio fanatic over the past 24 hours or what? I normally don't like doing audio because I don't know. I just don't like the way I sound on audio. Unless I'm talking like this and I'm goofing off. You know what I mean? Yeah, you do. Or, you know, of course, if it's an audio and it's, nobody cares what you want, Eric. Or if I'm Pammy. But, it is an audio, it's an audio-licious kind of Friday, isn't it? I don't know why I said licious. It's because maybe I'm watching Food Network beat, what is this? Is it beat Bobby Flay? Bay? Oh my gosh. There I go with names again. Great with faces. Horrible with names. Beat Bobby Flay. There you go. I was right. They got the Thanksgiving specials in that. I don't know. I just kind of like looking at what people are cooking in that. Speaking of, I did do a vegan organic meatless casserole. I need to get that video since today's Friday going to the weekend. I need to get that going. A friend of ours in town, Jennifer, she's having a Friendsgiving, which I've never been to one, this weekend. It's like Thanksgiving, but it's for all the friends and friends of hers in the community. We're excited to attend. I've never been to one before. I can't wait. I can bring one of my creations over. It's going to be a good weekend. We have a lot to do today. We have the insurance company and that coming out on the car, on the house. We've got a construction company coming out. We had some additional damage with the tree, big sections at the top of the tree that fell, that snapped from. And the reason for all of the damage was the trees in the back of our property had already, you know, lost their leaves. So when the ice fell, it wasn't that bad as far as the weight on the tree branches or the tree itself, the structure of the tree. But the front of our yard, those trees are always like late as far as finishing off of dropping their leaves for the autumn season. And what happens, ice got on it and the weight of it was like times 10. So the ice was pulling the trees down and they were bending over. And I knew something bad was going to happen. So we have a lot of people going in and out today. I think by Sunday we're going to need a friend's Thanksgiving. We're going to need a break. So I was told to bring one of my Delicioso organic, meatless, low-fat, organic dishes, vegan. So I can't wait. I'm always about trying something, creating something new. Today and tomorrow, just going to take it easy. I'm supposed to be on bed rest, and I know I've already just, like, you know, I think oncology is just going to smack my hand. I need to stay on bed rest. I am going to go over, you know, even if it's for an hour, over a friend of ours and her husband's house and a couple of the neighbors and that, going over, you know, it's good to get out of the house. It's good to mingle, folks. Meet new friends. You know, fill your life full of positive people and you will have positive things happen. Although, like I said before on audio, bad things happen in life. That's life. Things happen. Don't take it so seriously, personally. It's going to happen to each and every one of us, and it does. Nobody has a perfect life at all. So I'm watching Beat Bobby Flay. What? God dang it, I do it again. Bobby Flay. I like this, and I like that. I'm getting ready to watch the Holiday Baking Championship. I'm all about, like, the holiday stuff. I used to, like, you know, over the years, it was just like, oh, Jesus criminy. No pun intended, because Jesus said that wasn't even funny. But, Jesus said don't mention his name when you're talking about the holidays. So, good grief. I never really, just over the years, didn't care much for the holidays, you know. I don't know if it was just, like, depression, or I got into this woe is me ridiculousness. And I'm so over those days, you know. The last couple years, you know, me and Eric have been absolutely cray-cray with the holidays. This year is going to be, like, Halloween. I just plan on going all out, you know. I'm going all out this year, and it's great because this is the first year, Eric said, like, 6 years. Not only is he off on Thanksgiving, oh, and we already got something big planned for Thanksgiving, we are going to do also our traditional pancakes. Pancakes, all different varieties. But this year, guess what? This year, we're going to make our own pancakes. And since I had to do dietary changes, we're going to make our mix ahead of time, and I'm gonna freeze it, okay? And then we're going to do, like, the ingredients, Like, we're gonna have a fruit pancake. I'm gonna make a vegetable pancake. It's gonna be pancake extravaganza. And I can't wait to share it with all of you because you are part of our journey. We enjoy sharing the journey. We're hoping that we inspire everyone. I'm hoping to share my recipes, alternatives to cutting back and helping to cut back the fat and getting good, wholesome ingredients and organic, vegan, let's go meatless. Sugar-free has continued to be new for me. It's been a challenge. I guess with the stress with the house and that, and it's not really stress, it's just, you know, not anticipating things to have happened from an ice storm, which when you have big trees, I don't know what I was thinking, that God was going to place this big umbrella over the house, nothing ever was going to happen. Eventually, you know, it's going to happen when you have big trees. But, and maybe the conversation with the phone call, you know, it started to stress me, but then you kind of realize there's things in life that you can do just to eliminate the stress and just healthy hobbies and things to do. And, you know, me and Eric are all about that. And we have another part of our life coming up next month that we're sharing, a new part of our journey that we're doing together. And I'm excited to share that. It's going to be fun. I can't believe I'm going to be doing it, you know, and God's good. God's good. Call me not Deadpool. Call me Alivepool, because I continue doing what I need to do. I'm beating the odds. I will continue to do whatever I need to do to continue thriving, surviving, fighting, and living life to the fullest. And that means a happy, healthy life and my best year yet, because you know that's what I'm all about. So we actually got Dish Network. I haven't done an audio, like just to talk. You know what I mean? Talk to talk, walk the walk, walk the talk. We got Dish and switched from Xfinity. Xfinity was a ridiculous price. It's just getting too expensive. And so we got Dish Network. And we got a deal on like the huge package. I don't know, it was like 260 channels or something crazy like that. Oh, God. What was that? Okay. So, but I heard that. We're still dropping big sections of tree. Luckily, I have all the fur kids in a safe part of the house. And the parts of the house, insurance companies said, we shut the door and we blocked off just in case, because you just never know. But we're in the back of the house and I can hear some stuff dropping. So this is also why I was going to say that they're not doing any repairs or anything until starting later today, because we knew the ice needed to thaw off the rest of the parts of sections of the tree, and with the weight and when it starts bouncing back, we knew we're going to end up losing some more branches. Listen, and I'm also hearing the cat talking. So, yeah, I just heard that branch. Where was I going? Oh yeah. So we have Dish Network. And they gave us a really great deal. It was like half of what we were paying Xfinity. Of course, you know, dog eat dog, companies are going to compete with companies. We had like 260 something channels. I don't know, Eric said it was like 300 something. I told you that one day I went through an hour just sifting through the channels. Got to be crazy. It's overwhelming. And you know, when you get older, I don't know, some people, when they get older, they go extreme. When I get older and I'm getting older, and I'm happy to say I'm completely happy with myself at this age. I wouldn't change anything on my exterior. I'm happy the way I am. You know, and mentally I'm growing, evolving, you know, trying to be a better version of myself today than was yesterday. Every one of us should strive to be a better version of ourselves today than yesterday and continue on forward for the rest of our lives. But we had way too many channels. So we're thankful the Dish is really great to work with, especially we only had our, you know, package for 14 days. They're really good about changing your package if you need to. And that's the fur kids talking to each other. Oh, they're playing back there. But they changed our package. We had to take the package down. It was way too many channels. And then you find yourself, I don't know how many of you, it's not normal. They said they normally don't sell the bigger packages, but it was a steal of the deal. We couldn't help it. But now that we change packages again to a more feasible package to where it's not so overwhelming, we're saving an additional $25 a month. And right now with bills and things, money's money and it helps, you know. It's just one less bread and butter sandwich and a pot of water. Hey, it is what it is. You got to do what you got to do, right? to pay the bills and to have a roof over your head. So it happens, you know? I've been in life, money, no money. Money, no money. Broke, good. Broke, decent. Broke, money. You know, I don't know. Why is it the times when you're struggling financially, why are there sometimes like your happiest times? And I think why, you know, that I'm growing older is because the simplicity of things when you don't have all the excess money and you're not an excess person and you cut back and you find yourself living a much simpler life, but you find yourself living a simpler life that's a happier life. I'm happier with the Dish package. We took it down and not having a bazillion channels. Now I can actually sift through and find the shows and I could start taping like all my Food Network shows and all these cooking shows. I love cooking shows. Holiday cooking shows I'm all about. I'm going crazy. And I'm going to say, okay, I'll tell you what. Eric could tell you on these emails he's read about Timmy, Pammy's unique. We're going to say Pammy's unique younger brother, okay? A lot of you said, why don't you contact the creator of South Park? Because Timmy should be on South Park. That is the funniest thing ever. But you know what? It makes me wonder. Do you all have an idea I don't know about? Can we sell Timmy? Can we sell him to South Park, to the creator of South Park? Can we? Can we sell him to the network, Comedy Network? Comedy? Can we? That's an interesting thing. Timmy does. You know, I started taping South Park. Came back. Absolutely hilarious. It's like when you get older, you can appreciate the comedy more. You know, I used to like it in my 20s, but now when you're older, you know, you're refined and you're like that rare diamond. You age like fine wine, because that's how I feel about myself, women. I don't know about you, but that's how I feel about myself. I feel A-okay, you know? Maybe it's the clean diet and stuff. I don't know. But Timmy reminds me of some of these characters on South Park, and that's scary, isn't it? Timmy is like the epitome of he needs to be on South Park. And I don't know, we had some emails where people were saying that. Trust me, it's not gone on a blind eye with what we're reading. So I don't know. See this winter. Let's see who we can connect with. Let's see where Timmy goes. Maybe Timmy is an idea in the making. We just don't know about it yet. I don't know. Anything's possible. Don't ever sit there and roll your eyes. Go, oh my God, it's so stupid. Do they really think they're going to get Timmy somewhere? He's a puppet. Well, you know what? Crazy dreams that people have and crazy, like, things that people pursue end up, have you noticed some of the craziest ideas, entrepreneur ideas, some of the craziest ones have been the most successful? Have you ever, I mean, Google search some of these businesses, some crazy businesses and how they got started. And where they ended up. Anything's possible, you know? And I always say realize your dreams, because dreams are meant to be realized. Don't just take them to sleep with you and write them on a piece of paper. Do something about it. Life's short. There's no excuse. What's the worst thing that's going to happen to you? What, you fail? Okay. At least you tried, right? That's all I say about it. We did decide on this podcast. We kind of figured where we're going to be going January 1st. And you know what? Another thing, too, when you're talking about the podcast and you're talking about the entertainment channel and the things that go on to make it to a entertainment channel and that, it took us a while, but we're there. I mean, you got to get an EIN number. You got to get a tax number. You got to go through Social Security, especially with me, because talking to Social Security, trying to find something that I can do working from home. And then when you start profiting, then, and you, obviously when you go through Social Security, and you're seeing how it's going to work. Will you be able to work? Is it going to work out? And then you get assigned someone, and then you call in and you talk to them. And there's so many things. And then with Eric on his tax part, there's so many things involved, but we're doing this the way that needs to be done. And by January 1st, we should have everything going smoothly. Will it work or will it not work with this channel? You know, if it works, great. If it doesn't work, hey, you know, it's been fun. We have had a blast. The times medically where it's not been fun, and then you know, times where you just want to just put your hands up in the air and not wave them like you don't care, but you just want to put your hands up in the air and say, okay, I've had enough. For me, going through what I have through treatments and that, the days when we're like at our worst, and I would have to say the other day with Ninja versus the Samurai was like a really bad day. with reports and things that came back from testing at the hospital. And man, I'll tell you what, we turned a really bad day and just working with, I never thought I'd enjoy working with puppets, which is odd. And I realized that also working through puppets, a lot of kids love the puppets. So it's like a win-win. I enjoy it. Children enjoy it. Families enjoy it. We try to make Pammy just, you know, lighthearted and for everyone in the family to understand, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're middle-aged, whether you're a boy, you're a girl, man, woman, grandparent, whatever. We try to just make it to where everybody connects, and it's just hilarious because I am big on American Ninja Warrior Jr. I know. It's like that, what is it? Dancing with the Stars Jr., I liked that too. Of course, they voted out the underdog. I was kind of upset Honey Boo Boo got voted out. But, and then, you know, I stopped watching it. So that just tells you. I was like, well, that's it. Done with you guys. You voted her out. I'm off. And now I'm back into the cooking channels. So it's going to be exciting to see where the entertainment channel goes. You know, Free Yourself, my journey, our journey. But it's really everybody's journey. We're all sharing it together in this crazy place we call life. So, going into like the medical situation, you know, I'm still like looking at everything and, you know, what do you share? What do you not share? Have prior issues with privacy issues. I had an individual blackmail me, attempt to blackmail me. I had some crazy things, okay, over this year. Like I said, you know, some people do some things that just defy the law of gravity of just dipping in people's medical stuff and doing things with it and twisting it around. It's not okay. So it's like trying to figure out how to continue sharing my medical journey because I think it's important to share. I think it's important for women to understand ovarian cancer, to know the symptoms, to understand the options, to know what oncology treatments are available. And although my situation, which started as ovarian remnant syndrome from a surgery that was performed, that there was a microscopic piece of ovarian tissue that was left over, and there was a microscopic piece of fallopian tube left over. And scientific reasons, that be known to any of my specialists in oncology, they don't understand how in the world my body was able to regenerate and, you know, regrow organs that were taken out, the pathology reports, by a single microscopic fragment that wasn't visible to the naked eye during surgery several years ago. So, now in a situation where radiation and other treatments through oncology had made one part of the reproductive system go to sleep, but then all of a sudden it woke up from the sleep and just all sorts of weird. I think the radiology department said it best, is the strangest, craziest things I've ever seen somebody's body do. They saw things that they looked at each other and said, what is that? And they looked at me. And the funny thing is when they look at you, they said, what is that? And, you know, and all of a sudden I can tell them what it is because I know what's going on. And they've never seen it, but we stick to the same hospital and lead radiologist, the head radiologist. She is amazing, very talented, one of the best in the state, tri-state area. But she is very well known, reputable, had come back and, you know, and we sit down and we sit down with oncology. We look through all the reports from this year that started back, what is this, like January 25th of this year. And we look through what has changed, what's going on. And I like to be part of my care. I'm a very proactive person. I definitely want to be part of the care because I want to know my symptoms and understand them. And I think that is knowledge is power, to understand what you're going through. I don't care what cancer you're battling. You need to know what you're going through. You need to understand. You need to know medical terms. You need to educate yourself, you know. And some people don't want to know, you know. They don't want to know. They don't want to go back to the hospital. They don't want more testing. And I think that's okay too, because you have a right. We all have a right. And some people have a right not to want to know. And some people have a right that they do want to know. And some people, you know, they want to continue fighting to the bitter end no matter what. And some people just, they're tired and they're just, you know, they've had enough. And I've learned over the years that it's okay to feel either way. And nobody should judge you regardless of how you feel, because every patient is truly unique, and every pair of shoes that each patient walks is truly unique as well. And nobody's walking in your shoes, trust me by saying that, they're not. So people can have their opinions. Like, everybody has bums. See that? When you look behind you, that's a bum. I have a bum. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. Everybody has bums. Everybody's entitled to their opinions, okay? But only you as a patient can make the decisions for yourself. Doctors are there to help guide you. But when you're dealing with things that get spiraled out of control and you go through treatments and they don't work and, you know, and you're given a prognosis and it's not just a guess, it's just based off of what is coming up in the imaging. And imaging doesn't really lie, it doesn't lie. Wouldn't say any doctor's going to say it's 100% accurate imaging, because it's really not. There are, you know, exceptions to the rule where imaging comes back and it may be a little off, or maybe it didn't show something. But general rule of thumb, my scans and the tests that I go through that I started after oncology treatments have been every 3 months. And lately we went, what, over the 3 month period threshold. But looking at the results and that on this last time, you know, I had a lot of strange symptoms. I had new symptoms I haven't had before. And it's like, okay, all right. Okay, this makes sense. You know, I understand now. It makes sense why. Why is this going on? And then my specialists, because each of my specialists handle a different part of my medical case. So that's why I don't have just one specialist handling it, because different specialists handle different parts of the of my medical case. And when you go through radiation, and a lot of patients that have reached out to me, I realize a lot of people have suffered a lot of complications, especially when you max out or you do fast track radiation with max dose. A lot of side effects, and it's unfortunate. I've run across a lot of people, you know, more than I had thought, more than a handful over the past month, that have also suffered scarring on their lungs from radiation, whether that was prostate or reproductive type of radiation, where the radiation and cells in that scrambled and scattered. I did not know it could reach that far. It's not unheard of, although it's not normal, like a normal thing oncology sees or critical care specialists see, but it does happen. So unfortunately, I have a great critical care team and they're able to pick up on that. We still keep me on breathing medication treatments at night, so we can just, you know, I'm able to breathe in and breathe out and just continue being the happiest life that I can live, and being happy-go-lucky and finding a reason to laugh and smile each and every day. But I do have I have some things that came back on my report that were like, oh, okay, not good. So I'm scheduled next month. Unfortunately, I thought it was the end of this year with doctors, but, you know, life happens. And sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with these tumors and they start branching off and cells start separating and they start going in other places and other organs, you know, and you run into complications and things. It is what it is. So I'm fortunate to have doctors and a great team of specialists and those that I have now in my care and have had to replace, whether doctors in Ohio had retired or it was just not feasible for traveling, or I found better professionals in Indiana or in Kentucky. So I've replaced probably half of my team, but I have a great, amazing team, and everybody works together on it. So I go the first week of next month in December. I don't know what the next step is, the next phase. I don't know. If anyone knows, which is, some people know the medical terms, some people don't. I ended up finding a lot of, you know, and I said ascites. They're called ascites. Some people say ascites, I call it ascites, but for advanced cancers that become, they start getting really like out of control and nasty, unfortunately, they will start showing up in scans, CAT scans, when you start showing signs of tumors that start popping up in the organs, especially like the uterus. they can mimic and look like on a scan, like in an ultrasound scan in the doctor's office, can look like a pregnancy in your uterus. It could look like it. It could look like things in your cervix. And then the body starts doing crazy things. I have pregnancy tests coming up positive over the past 3 months, kind of watching things. They were looking at things, trying to figure things out. What the heck is this? What's going on? And then, all of a sudden you find out what really is going on, and it's not good. But I've been placed on bed rest until the first week. And bed rest for me, I have to be careful. Too much laying around can be really bad, especially if you're a cancer patient, especially if you suffer from any GI disorders or distress or, any GI medical conditions where your GI tract's already slow as it is. Laying around too long can really be a good evil and a bad evil. Sleeping elevated up is a good thing. Laying around too much is a bad thing. So I don't know. Maybe the ice storm produced it to where I got my exercise and we walked around and had to do things. But majority of the time until I'm seen, the early first week of December, I was told to take it easy. Watch out for certain signs and symptoms. Ascites, 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 what, however you want to say it. I think it's ascites, ascites, ascites. Are very not good. They can be fatal. You see it a lot with people with liver disease, those who have liver disease from alcoholism, cirrhosis of the liver, but also they're common for advanced stages of ovarian cancer and other cancers too. You'll start seeing this fluid in the ascites, and you see this infection and the fluid buildup, and that is never a good thing. So I didn't have it before. Unfortunately, they went through the, so I'm looking now, they went through the reports and it wasn't, and I haven't had them yet. And lo and behold, and then we have new things going on. We've got growths that have gotten larger than last scan, and this is when you just look at your life. And you start taking inventory. And it's kind of like the last audio I talked about. You want to see, people are good. Deep in your heart, some people are good, but maybe they don't come off that way on the phone or in other situations. But you still want to see the good in people. You want to see people. And I would think everyone wants to take life inventory some point in their life to get skeletons out of your closet, to make amends, to do what it is they need to do to make right while you're here on earth, not wait until you're at that point where the good Lord needs you home. Okay. And some people pass away that I've seen that never had a chance to make things right, never had a chance to finish things or do what they wanted to do. Or clear the skeletons out of the closet. And then, and then lately I had a friend who had passed away. Not only do I try to make sense, I try to figure out, what went wrong. And I've been talking to their spouse and their questions to me and my questions to them and trying to figure it out. And I think, how did I outlive them? And then I look at my scan and I think, oh, okay, this isn't good. Okay. I had my day. I'm not gonna lie. I had my day. On my birthday, I said I'm not gonna answer the phone, and I did not. So I had a voicemail, a concerned voicemail from my doctor. I did not answer it on my birthday because I had the scan the day before my birthday. I just was not gonna do it, and that's just the way it is. Some people could say that was wrong. Oh well, my doctor understood though. My specialists understand, and it was my birthday, so they totally, I recalled back the next day, so I kind of knew. Some parts of the conversation I did keep to myself, I did not share with Eric because Eric handles my medical journey differently. He gets, he's more emotional about it, and to where I'm more like, I don't know. It's just like everything I go through, it's like adding another brick to this big, gusto, strong wall that you're just. I look at cancer and things like you're not gonna break and you're not gonna break and I'm gonna keep building up and you're gonna try, but I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna put about 20 more bricks up. I'm gonna build this, I'm gonna go ahead and, come back with, you know, an extra layer of concrete. I'm gonna reinforce it. And that's just how I deal with things in Eric. It's very emotional. It scares him. So I've learned that some parts of my medical journey, most recently, when things have changed and not for the better, you know, are you pregnant or you're not pregnant? Why does pregnancy tests come back positive? You don't realize when you go through ovarian cancer and things like that, and you have organs that are wakening up, and you don't want them to wake up, because that's the thing with cancer, and especially ovarian cancer, it feeds off hormones. And when these ovaries, especially in my situation with ovarian remnant syndrome, and they start waking up, it's like, it scares the bejesus. You see the fear and panic, oncology, and your doctors in the face. You don't need to say anything. I see it. And, you know, and then I see the concern in Eric's face, and I remain strong for him. I remain strong from all of our fur children, all of our little rescues. I am fortunate and blessed to have be and continue being a mother. Even in the next life, I continue. I'm planning on coming back. And I told Eric I will be watching you like a hawk, and I will be taking care of these guys behind you. So please make sure you stick to the same routine. Because if you don't do the chores right, my ass is going to haunt you. Okay. So, you know, I'm trying to keep strong. The day before yesterday, actually, we talked about the scan. And they provide me with what I need to see and the images. And we go over that with oncology and my specialist, so I know what I'm facing. I have a new specialist that I see next month, and they are going to take over the care. Ascites, they can attempt draining, but a lot of times because of malignancy in that, especially when you have other issues already going on and oncology treatments have failed, they just normally don't mess with them. And when you're talking more than a couple of locations with ascites, you know, the prognosis isn't good, but, you know, it wasn't good before radiation. I don't expect to live, 5-10 years. I don't expect that. And if I did, you know, then you can call me, not Deadpool. Please don't call me Deadpool. Call me Paulette. Okay. Because that would be like amazing, unheard of, miraculous, but I'm a realistic person. I'm not some fictional make-believe person where I'm going to believe some crazy stuff that's just, you know, far-fetched, especially when you're looking through scans and you're looking what's facing you. And so you're trying to figure out, how do I share this new part of my journey? Because it really is a new part. Because there's parts of, you know, what I'm going through that I haven't gone through yet, and it's new, and it's just a different stage, an advancement of the stage that you go through. And I think oncology patients that survive, and when the treatments fail, and they go through the next steps and the next phases of their journey, because every step is a different chapter in their journey, you reevaluate what to share, what not to share, and then you look how some people in my situation twisted things medically, getting blackmailed with some of my medical journey throughout my life, left a really, like, I don't know. I think with somebody, anybody who does that, I don't understand why somebody would do that. I don't wish death on anyone. I would never tell somebody, you deserve cancer. I hope you burn in hell. I was told some things by those who, for term of back, you know, maybe a lack of better judgment. I just hope that, you know, we all should change for the better. We should try strive to be a better version of ourselves today than yesterday. Doesn't make me hate the individuals who said it. I don't really know them. I don't understand why anyone would say the things they have. I don't think that deserves anyone rightful to hate anyone. I don't hate anyone. I really don't. I don't hate anyone. And this part of my journey, you know, you kind of do things the way you should, you know, make sure you do right before you leave the face of the earth. And, you know, you just hope people one day they go, okay, you know, maybe that wasn't right to say that. Maybe that was wrong. And, you know, you forgive them and then you move on, you know, and then you just hope that they have a better, you know, for whatever reasons, people say some things and do things, you know, and emotions play hard and they play high. People go, you know, emotionally on emotional high, and people say things and do things, and you just have to kind of just, okay, you know, they said it, and, you know, do yourself a favor and forgive and move on, you know. So I've been quiet on how you share your journey, how I plan on sharing my journey, but I feel like it would be a disservice to those who are newly diagnosed with ovarian cancer. It definitely would be a great disservice to women who get diagnosed with ovarian remnant syndrome, ORS, which is majority of the time, when not diagnosed properly, does advance to cancer, ovarian cancer. It can also advance into other parts of the reproductive system. I think it would be a disservice if I wouldn't share the rest of my journey. So I made a decision, I'm going to continue. And people will have their opinions. I don't care what you're going through in life. People are always going to be critical. I mean, this is like the society of internet. I don't want to say social media, because I'm gonna, social media is just weird. Who came up with that term, social media? I mean, it's like, to me, media, I think of the news, okay? Social, everybody watches the news, social media. I don't consider like Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. I think that's just like, I don't know. It's just a connection, a way of connecting with people. Connections, social connecting. But social media, I don't know. I just don't look at it that way. And you got those apps and websites such as Caring Bridge, which is a wonderful place, I think, for patients to share their journey. I don't look at people who share their journey as attention seekers. I don't see them as people just, oh, woe is me, because trust me, they're not. You don't want to go through what they're going through. I wouldn't want to go what they're going through. And some people have gone through treatments and things with oncology I haven't gone through, and they probably don't want to go through what I have gone through myself, and I don't want to go through what they've gone through. But it's a way to educate people that may be going into your shoes and maybe going through your treatment, or maybe in that position, they're sitting down with oncology and they're given the paperwork like I was given and we were given, and you put a room and it's like, here it is, you know, here's Johnny. It's a horror movie. That's what cancer's horror. It's a horror movie. Cancer is horror. So, what was that? The Shining? Here's Johnny. Or that's The Price is Right. Here's Johnny. Sometimes you just gotta break up the seriousness of things. You know, I try to not take life so seriously. You just can't. You gotta find a reason to laugh and smile. See what I mean? Trials and tribulations, you still find a reason to laugh and smile. Here I am. So, yeah, Caring Bridge, and you follow some of those journeys. And, you know, I would be lying if I didn't say that I have not read some journeys from women who have gone through ovarian cancer. And then there's those that, you know, have lost their journey, and your, you know, heart goes out to their family. But really, it's like, wow, you look at the person who has just fought and fought and fought, and you gain inspiration, and you gain that, you know, fight that you need. And I think by everyone really sharing their journey as a cancer patient, regardless of what you're going through, helps out the next person in line. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of sharing your journey, but there's everything to be gained by sharing your journey, because your journey leaves a legacy and it helps so many people along the way. I never plan on having Gastroparesis Awareness Campaign website shut down. It never will. I don't plan on, Eric City doesn't plan on shutting the podcast down. It'll always exist. And it'll continue on and on, because it's a way to show people how to share what you're going through and to find a reason to laugh and smile still each and every day, regardless of what you're going through. So I'm going to continue sharing this new part of the journey. I don't know what lies ahead. I don't know what they're going to say when I see the new specialist early next month. Right now, it's just, as they said, taking it easy, limiting, you know, your activity, watching for, you know, obvious signs of infection, you know, spreading and things, a fever, you know, watch your blood pressure, and it's just normal things that go along with the journey that you just look out for. And, you know, of course, keep your stress level down. But when you're going through a lot, you just know, no stress, you know. If you find yourself in a stressful situation or somebody's going to cause you stress, and you just go, okay, you know, you just have to just separate yourself. It's like, you know, separating state. It's not like a presidential thing, isn't it? Now all of a sudden we're going to start about Trump. Where are we going with this? So, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to share my journey. And if some people don't like it, I'll look at it this way. Don't go on the podcast. Don't go on the connected blog, even though that all it is just tells you a couple sentences of what is on the podcast. But if you don't want to read it and you don't want to go along this journey with us, then you just don't do it, you know? And it's no sweat off of me. People are going to have their opinions and form their opinions regardless. I don't care what you're going through. You may have bought a brand new pair of shoes and somebody, Joe Schmo, don't like your shoes. People are still going to throw their opinions. I don't think it has anything to do with Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the rest of the social media, which I don't want to say it's just social connecting. It's, I don't know. That's the way I look at it and I always have. I still am not one for Facebook. Throw up some new pictures. And that's it. I don't know. I just can't get into it. I don't think I ever could. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't have Twitter. I don't have Instagram. I just, less is more. I have other things in my life. I would like to continue with a passion of mine, which is all the wildlife, rescuing wildlife, you know, protecting our environment, realizing the simpler things in life. You know, when we all have free time and enjoying the great outdoors, the nature and simplicity of things and caring for all God's creatures, both big and small, those always be passions of mine. I enjoy sharing my journey. I always have. I plan on continuing until I can no longer. And it is what it is. I plan on enjoying Thanksgiving. This is the first year. And I look at the signs. Yeah, it's kind of odd. Kind of odd. Eric has off Thanksgiving, first time in 6 years. He said that yesterday. And then he has off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So I plan on going big this year. You know, I went big on Halloween. I'm going big on Thanksgiving. We already got that plan. And we're planning what we're going to do on Christmas this weekend and figure out what we're going to do. So you got to continue living life, enjoying life to the fullest. Life is short. If you're going to do something, do it. Realize your dreams. Regardless of what you're battling, still realize your dreams. You still need to have your passions, regardless of what you're going through medically. You still have to have your goals. You still have to be motivated and motivate yourself if you can't find it. Find a way to be inspired by others who share a similar journey or maybe a completely different journey because you just never know what you're going to learn from someone else because there's a lot to learn and you're never too old to learn, right? But you're also never too old to find a reason to laugh and smile. And to be kind to the next person behind you. You never know what they are battling or what phase they are in their own personal journey. So thank you for listening this early Friday morning. We're starting a new weekend. It is Friendsgiving, first of mine, kind of weekend. And it is the great cleanup of the great outdoors from the ice storm kind of weekend. And I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to the rental car we're going to get. Insurance company was really nice, and they maxed out the per-day rental. So, and then, you know, the rental company was nice to say, what would you like to go in? Of course you know I'm going to go in. I want to go for the big SUV. I like to be comfortable. And I also like taking our fur kids up to the park. And so much nicer when you're using a rental somebody else's SUV when your fur kids are finishing, they're a little bit of shedding out, and you don't want to like get your car messed up when you're clean, if you know what I mean, Felicia Gina. So I can't wait. SUV is so much more comfortable. We're going to enjoy that. It's going to be, they said, between a week and a half, 2 weeks for Eric's car to be completely repaired. It is what it is. It is what it is, folks. No sense crying over spilt milk. You know, everybody has their days. I had my day of getting upset, and then I dusted myself off, and I said, that's all right. Get your big britches on, and this is the next part of the journey. This is where it's going to go, and it is what it is. So thank you to everyone for allowing me to continue sharing my journey. It has helped me tremendously. It has emotionally helped me through the medical issues and hardship. I'm just going to say medical journey. It has been a tremendous help to be able to share my journey. I hope that my journey continues here on for infinity, eternity, to help inspire and educate others. I appreciate it. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for those subscribing. And have yourself a wonderful, wonderful before Thanksgiving kind of weekend. If it's a Friendsgiving like we're doing, make it the best Friendsgiving ever. Find a reason to laugh and smile and try to do a little bit healthy, right? Have yourself a great early morning, because you know where you heard this first. Friday morning, right here in the country.